The 14th station, the burial of Jesus. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. You who have suffered death for us, O Lord, have mercy on us. Now there was a good and righteous man named Joseph from the town of Arimathea in Judea, who had become a secret follower of Jesus. He was a rich man and an honored member of the Jewish High Council, but he had not agreed with the decisions and actions of the other religious leaders, and he was waiting for the kingdom of God to come. Joseph took Jesus' body down from the cross. Nicodemus, who at first had gone to see Jesus at night, went with Joseph, taking with him about 100 pounds of spices, a mixture of myrrh and aloes. Together they took Jesus' body and wrapped him in linen cloths with spices according to Jewish burial customs. The place of crucifixion was near a garden, where there was a tomb never used before, Joseph's own tomb, that had been carved out of a rock. And so, because it was the day of preparation for the Jewish Passover, and since the tomb was close at hand, they laid Jesus there. The women of Galilee followed and saw where Jesus' body was laid. Then Joseph rolled a great stone in front of the entrance and left. The women went home and prepared spices and ointments to anoint his body. But by the time they were finished, the Sabbath had begun. So they rested as required by the law. The leading priests and Pharisees went to Pilate to convince him to seal the tomb to prevent the disciples from taking Jesus' body. Pilate replied, "Take guards and secure it the best you can." So they sealed the tomb and posted guards to protect it.
Hosanna in excelsis.